Blog Talk Radio.
May we and many others serve you with our whole lives, Lord,
And we pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All righty. Well, let's get in with some music. Okay. Hold on, I'll take this call. We got a caller. I'll take this caller and see what he wants as he presses one key so early. Okay. Hello. 111.
Hello.
You're on there.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Bo. How are you doing tonight?
All right. How are you?
Pretty good. Aren't we doing a fan appreciation tonight?
I didn't think we were. Okay. I don't know what's going on.
We've gotten a lot of music requests at GRM song requests at gmail.com where listeners can submit their song requests to be played. I've had Willie Wong and Juan and a bunch of the guys have put in song requests that we could maybe play it if you want to.
Well, I've got a show already pretty much lined up here already. I didn't know we were going to be doing an appreciation night.
Okay. Well, would you like to wait till tomorrow then, or?
Well, today is Thursday, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, I thought we normally do fan appreciation night on Wednesdays.
I think that we could maybe just do a special, because we haven't done it this week, and I was thinking maybe we could just do a little special. I mean, it's just a few minutes out of the show.
Let's keep on track of it. If we're going to do it, we'll do it next Wednesday. Okay? Because I guess I got a show planned for tonight. Okay.
Nope.
And since I haven't heard anything from anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, I haven't been on Discord. That's true. Okay. Couple of days.
There were a few people that were a little upset about some things that were said, and so anyway, I was just trying to bring us back together and show that GRM is, you know, we accept everyone, no matter their, you know, sexuality or their, you know, cultural identity and so forth, and I was just trying to do something that would bring us together, you know?
Yeah, I understand. Okay, how about
we just play a couple of songs, man?
Okay, we want you to play a couple of songs. Okay.
Okay.
I got my music. I got to play too.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll cue one up now. Okay. All right. Hold on 1 second.
How sweet the sound that has stayed oh, a rat like me. I won't. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Hallelujah. For life. But now I can see.
Amen, amen. That was amazing grace. That was a special request by Don Cornelius. Okay. Next up is another Christian song special request. Let me cue it up real quick.
God, yeah, Lord, how many Bibles you got? 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 A lot. How many crosses you got? A lot. How many women on TV? A lot. Pull their boobies out? A lot. How many pornos you watch?
None.
How many bodies you got?
None.
How many times you got stuck?
None.
How many nets have you bust?
None.
How many times did you lie?
None.
How many sinners done die?
A lot.
How many seeds must you split?
A lot.
How many going to church?
A lot.
How many beating at me?
A lot.
How many pornos a week?
None.
How many chances doubt and engage?
Cross. I'd rather be saved in heaven than be sinning and lost. Tell my Christians take a prayer if I grab on my foot. It's a Christian server, ain't no way I'm sin.
I pray that Bible down. 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 I pray that Bible down.
Christianity chances, but you'd rather watch her. My penis so hard, but I won't watch porn hug. Jesus first the world, me and my Lord is with us. Then you win and beat your winner in that maze of us. When Jesus lost his life, man, it turned me to a devil. My Lord rose again, now we catching all the rebels. I've been through the brazos and I almost touched my chip. But the Lord was watching me, so I had to catch a grip.
How many Bibles you got?
A lot.
How many crosses you got?
A lot.
How many women on TV?
A lot.
Pull their boobies out?
A lot.
How many pornos you watch?
None.
How many bodies you got?
None.
How many times you got stuck?
None.
How many nets have you fucked?
None.
How many times did you lie?
None.
How many sinners done died?
A lot.
How many seeds must split?
A lot.
How many going to church?
A lot.
How many beating at me?
A lot.
How many pornos a week?
None.
How many chances die?
I pray that Bible down. 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 I pray that Bible down.
Yeah.
I pray that Bible down.
Okay.
Okay, that was a Christian rap song. Kenny, who was that Christian rap artist that you've had on your show and interviewed a few times? What's his name?
Doctorate.
That's right. I really enjoyed his music. They make gospel music out of all gentries these days, don't they?
Oh yeah. There's alternative gospel too. Okay.
Yeah. And here, next up, we've got, it's called Holy Faith, and it's more of a pop gospel song. So I'll cue that up. It's called Holy Faith.
I wanna hold it like they're doing with the free. Read it and believe in it until I am defeated of it. And the thing we're singing about is a really thing. It is the book, the holy book, the word of his name. Oh, 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 I'll never stop, keep it in my heart. Oh, 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 oh. Never stop, keep it in my heart. My lover, you must love. Holy faith, keep it in my heart. My lover, you must love. Holy faith, keep it in my heart forever. My holy faith, holy faith. My holy faith, holy faith. I wanna walk with him in heaven, you will be a little praying and some loving, you will be a loving. He died for us and now and forever as you know. So I think we should trust him even now as we go. Oh, 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 I'll never stop, keep it in my heart. Oh, 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 oh. Never stop, keep it in my heart. Must love him, you must love him. Holy faith, keep it in my heart. Must love him, you must love him. Holy faith, keep it in my heart forever. Holy faith, holy faith. Holy faith, holy faith.
Okay, yeah, that was a remake.
Oh, holy night, stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and terrified to hear the beam and the soul fell. It's what a thrill.
Okay, enough of that. All righty. Yes, I see your number, Joseph Gibson. How you doing tonight? Okay. All right. Hey, Joe.
Hey, how you doing, brother? You know, I'm doing all right. As always, I wanted to check in with you. I support your podcast, of course, and hopefully the trolls will stay away tonight and they don't enter your chat room. I've done away with a couple of them, actually. They're not able to get onto Blog Talk anymore. I've been in contact with Blog Talk, and I'm going to announce that on my next show Saturday night. Because you asked me last night when I was doing my next show, and I said, well, I usually do a show on Thursdays, but I didn't do one tonight because I was doing a lot of some work, legal work, and I'm a very busy individual, and I do things on the side that I'm not going to get into because there may be other trolls out there that may attack us, you and me, but I'm going to be doing a show Saturday night and, of course, Sunday night. And I'm going to make the announcement. A couple of the trolls actually have been banned from Blog Talk Radio now, so they won't be attacking you anymore and contacting you. And the next step, of course, is, like I said, I'm always willing, like I said last night on your show, I'm willing to forgive them. And I did receive some private text messages and some calls saying, hey, I don't want any problems, blah, blah, blah. And they were contacted by law enforcement. Okay? And you know, we did a show. I did a show on Understanding the Times. I know you allowed me to promote my show, and I appreciate that. It's called Understanding the Times in Which You Live In Today. Someone called in and threatened to kill everyone on my radio show, kill me and my family. That is a crime.
Yeah.
And that is a crime. You cannot do that. You can, you know, and so law enforcement is now involved. Look, I know I talk a lot about the corporation and everything, but at the same time, we're a country of laws, you know, give unto Caesar what is Caesar's. But these people are being found out who they are and who they are. And I'm going to expose that on my show on Saturday night and Sunday night. And you won't see some of them popping up in your chat room tonight. You won't. You won't, because
okay.
They've been blocked from Blog Talk Radio. So I just want to say that, you know, the Lord works in mysterious ways. Why this has happened, maybe it's to bring you and I together as friends and brothers in Christ. And, you know, you reflect back on your life and all the things you've done in your life. I don't know how old you – how old are you, God's Rainbow Ministry, if you don't mind me asking? I'm 46 years old.
I turned 58 this year.
Okay, so you've lived the life. And you reflect back on your life to your younger days. And, you know, back in my younger days, you know, I was a filthy, rotten sinner. I know, And, you know, the thing of it is that we reflect back and we learn. That, you know, you ever hear that old saying, you know, the old times when we were young and free, when we were young and free? Because times change, because things are changing in our world today, and until we wake up and we really appreciate and we get back to the Lord and the Lord Jesus Christ, and look, it doesn't matter. We're all sinners. We openly admit that. None of us are perfect. None of us are. There was only one perfect man that walked this earth, and that was the Lord Jesus Christ. Simple as that.
Yeah.
And his perfection was profound so much that the Roman Empire at that time crucified him, hung him on a cross, and the Pharisees condemned him, and the Jews rejected him as the Messiah. And they say, well, Jews, well, what about the black man? What about the white man? Look. You need to rightly divide the word of God. We've been over that many times already. We don't have to get back into that. But the fact of the matter is, look back on your life. You're 58 years old, you just said. I'm 46. Okay? And you know, we lived the life. Think back to when you were young, you know, how innocent you were and how much you had dreams and hopes and wanting to do certain things, and you lived your life. And I don't know what regrets you have in life or what you've done in life or anyone that's listening here tonight. But the fact of the matter is that we're none of us are perfect. And that's the problem with man today and woman, that we think we're going to outsmart God. We're going to solve all the problems of the world. Just listen to these politicians. The world's going to end in 10 years if we don't get rid of coal. You know, it's just not to turn this into a political show. This is a religious show. What I'm trying to say is that, you know, people really need to reflect on themselves. When you wake up in the morning after this show, look in the mirror and say, what have I done for my fellow man, or what have I done for God? Why don't we give God his just due? Why are we not doing that in America? Why do we think we can outsmart God? We can't. None of us can outsmart God. Simple as that. And man has been doing it ever since Eve was deceived by the serpent. Because Eve didn't consult with her husband before she took the bite of that apple, right? It's a simple story.
Right.
And the thing of it is that Eve didn't consult with her husband, and she deceived her husband, right? And that's why in the end times, and I know this is going to offend a lot of people, you know, in the end times, women will rule over their men. simple as that. We see it happening, and I'm not saying that women shouldn't be in charge. What I'm saying is that men and women, you have to go to the book of Corinthians to really understand 1 Corinthians and 2 Corinthians and rightly divide the word, as Paul teaches us about the submission of husband and wife. You really need to – I don't have the Bible verses in front of me. And the thing of it is look, and then you get into, well, what does that mean? What about gay people? What about black people? What about Chinese people? Look, God said, Japheth will dwell in the tents of Shem. Okay? Japheth is the people that moved to the west instead of going east. Okay? And that's where America began. And a lot of people talk about America and blah, blah, blah. And right now, America is the last stand against the New World Order. But right now, we see in America a division. We see us becoming more ungodly. We're killing children. I mean, look, there was a story about, I don't know if you read about it or not, a father that left it. He forgot his two children were in the back seat of the car, and they suffocated and were foaming from the mouth and died. Well, he was a good man. No, he wasn't. He was not. He was not a good man. He killed his own two children. He forgot they were in the back seat of the car, and he rolled up the windows and went and did what he had to do, because we're all going to and fro, right? Well, like the Bible says, right? We're going here, there, blah, blah. The times are, I mean, we how many of us today say times are, like, I can't believe how fast time is moving. Look how fast the music is going. You know, I talked to an inmate that got released from prison, actually. He was a friend of mine years ago. He spent 32 years in prison in a concrete box, okay? And he got released. And I said, how does it feel to be released? He says, I can't believe it. He said, the world has changed so much. I said, how did it change? He said, it's gotten so fast. It's gotten so fast. I mean, everything is so fast, I can't keep up with it, you know? And that was a friend of mine that spent 32 years in prison that got released. He doesn't know where to go, how to cope with society. Because, you know, I talk to a lot of inmates that are in prisons, that are locked up, and they're in prison, and time stands still when you're – look, I was in prison. Read my book, Behind the Walls by Joel Hodnett. I was in prison. I worked for the government behind the walls. I'm not going to tell you the whole story here tonight, but maybe we should do a show on that. I've done shows, other pop radio shows, where I've explained my book and how it happened and how it came to be. But I spent time in there, and time stands still when you're in prison. And I met a lot of good people when I was in there. Even though I was working undercover for the government, I met a lot of great people that didn't belong there. And this is one of the people I just talked to you about. He spent over 30 years in prison, and he was released. And he called me last week, and he says, "Hey Joe, how you doing?" You know, and he says, I don't even know how to use a cell phone." He was calling from his mother's cell phone because he didn't even know what the hell a cell phone was. He's been locked up for 32 years. 32 years ago, they didn't have cell phones. We were using pay phones back then, you know. I mean, landline phones. They were using the rotary dial phones back then, right? You know, the heck's a touch-tone phone, right? You know, he didn't know. He didn't understand, you know, and he's like, I'm talking on the cell phone. He says, "Can you hear me?" And I said, "No, I can't hear you." He goes, "Oh, I'm holding it upside down." His mom said, "You're holding it upside down." And then finally I can hear him. And that's the testimony I wanted to bring, is that, you know, we don't understand time and the concept of time and the time that we lose. And that's why I was asking you how old you were, and you don't understand. Look how much time has passed. You're 58 years old. Look, 58 years. You know, think back 50 years ago when you were 8 years old. What was the world like? How much has it changed? Think of how much we have lost the Lord, God. Yeah. And has it changed for the better, brother? No, it's changed for the worst, hasn't it? You know? Yeah. And my point is that man, I just said this earlier, and this is my point before I let you go here. This is my point, is man thinks he can outsmart God. And has times gotten better? No, they haven't. They've gotten worse. Even with all man's widgets and gadgets, I just told you the story about a cell phone. I just told you about a prisoner that was because we know prisoners aren't allowed to have cell phones, and they got these look. You don't understand prison, folks. You just don't get it until you've been there. I spent years in a maximum security prison. Okay. I was there. I saw it. You know what it's like to be locked up in a concrete box for 23 hours a day and then be told that you're allowed to have a 15-minute shower 3 days out of the week? And then when I said 23 hours a day, well, that 1 hour you're let loose, you're handcuffed and shackled, and you're in a concrete recreational yard with a fence over the top of the roof of it, with walls 25 feet high. You know what that's like? You know what that does to the mentality of an individual? And they call it the Department of Corrections? Come on. You know? Now, I'm not going to say that there are some people out there that don't belong in prison. I mean, I'm not saying, you know, we have to abide by, we have to have laws in this country. But, I mean, I met a lot of people that do belong in there. If they got out, they'd kill again. You know, but a majority of the people out there just got caught up in the system. They got caught up in the revolving door of the system. They came from bad neighborhoods. They were just trying to make quick money. And this goes back to the Federal Reserve, the corporations, and we could talk about this for hours. A lot of people don't understand. You need to read my book. I do explain the prison system in my book, actually, and the warehousing of people. And it's all about money in the end. And money is what? What does the Bible say about money? Money is, for the love of money is the root of all evil. You know? And the thing of it is that the founders of this country, America, understood that. And that's why I always talk about on my show about the Federal Reserve and the corporation. But these trolls keep attacking me and attacking you also, and taking you away from your message about winning souls over to the Lord Jesus Christ, which I believe in my heart, you have won a lot of souls, so you'll be earned crowns in heaven when your time comes. You know, hopefully we can see this come to pass, and we'll be here, and we'll see the tribulation come, and we can win souls over, and then we'll be raptured out of here the last half hour of the tribulation. That's a whole another show also. But a lot of people don't understand the Bible. They don't get it. But I just wanted to bring that up tonight. I kind of loaded you up here with a lot of subjects. I talked about inmates. I talked about the government. I talked about my story a little bit. You know, and all I'm trying to say is that there's a lot of testimony out there. And my final conclusion of this to say is that there's a lot of testimony out there, and you give great testimony to bring us together as a people, and that's what God wants. Exalteth a nation that is righteous. I will heal that nation, right? Isn't that what the Lord says? I will heal that nation. And today we're in America, and God does not bless America today. I hate to break it to you. And we're in the end times. Look. Will you want to go over the numbers, the stats of how many tornadoes happened in 2018 compared to 1909 and 1951, 1957? You want to compare stats of earthquakes? Yeah, what's the Bible say in Matthew chapter 24? What's it say? You know, you want to talk about wars, rumors of wars? Look, the Bible tells the truth. It's simple as that. It gives you The prophecy is there right in front of you. And when the last soul is saved, and God says, and the Son, Lord Jesus Christ, keeps turning to the Father. Are we ready yet, Lord? Are we ready yet, Father? No, not yet, Son. Not yet. You know, because there's still good people out there like you, God's Rainbow Ministries, like me. I like to think myself as a good person, that are trying to win souls over to the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's why the Father is saying, not yet, not yet, not yet. But prophecy is going to be fulfilled. But are we going to heal our nation? Are we going to heal our world? You know, and I'm not talking about a one world order or a new world order. I'm talking, you know, We're endowed by our Creator to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Isn't that so awesome what the founders of this country thought of? We're endowed by
yes.
our Creator to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That's all God wants us to do. And, of course, worship Him and love Him and understand the Ten Commandments. You know, the Ten Commandments were in schools back when you were a kid, right, brother? You know? I mean, there was
yeah.
prayer in school back in those days. What happened when prayer was removed from schools? What do we got now? School shootings, kids, sex in the bathrooms, kids using drugs. You know, you took the God out of the schools, you know, and that's what happened. You know, and you see what's happening in our schools, school shootings. When did they take God out of the schools? 1956. Look what happened ever since then. And we're progressing towards degression of us and attacking each other, and a lot of people don't understand that. They really don't. And really, you need to accept the Lord Jesus Christ, like this brother says, believe it in your heart, and if you don't see a change in your life, then I guess we're liars, you know? But you got to believe it in your heart. You just can't say, yeah, I accept the Lord Jesus Christ, blah, 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 yeah, yeah, you know? No, you got to believe it in your heart. And then you got to start reading your Bible, knees on the floor, head in the Bible every morning, every night, every day, and you know what? You'll be blessed. Trust me, you'll be blessed, and this country will be blessed. Simple as that.
Yes. Well, listen, Joe, I got to get into my messages, okay?
Yeah.
So sit back and listen and be blessed by them, okay?
Amen, brother.
All right. Okay. So, the first message is God is worthy of devotion. It is devotional, okay? It is vital to the Christian life that we as sons and daughters of the Most High God allow our affections to be stirred by the loving, powerful nature of our Heavenly Father. Too often we feel that God is distant or separated from us. Too often we allow misconception or lies to place a rift between us and experiencing God. It is reminding ourselves of God's character that lies are broken and a pathway is laid for us to encounter this tangible love. So open your heart and mind and receive fresh revelation of goodness of God this week. Allow your affections to be stirred and your heart to be filled with desire to seek the face of your Heavenly Father. Throughout Scripture, we see a powerful principle exemplified. When God is seen for who He truly is, the nature response of the seer is full and absolute devotion. When God reveals His glory, love, power, holiness, and splendor, the seer responds with absolute commitment and worship. I believe that God would reveal Himself to us today in simply but mighty ways. I believe that He longs for us to see Him as truly is, and that His chief desire is our devotion. May we see God face to face today and forever changed by a fresh revelation of this God who would give up everything for a relationship with us. Isaiah chapter 6 exemplifies both the vision of God and the response of devotion. Okay, Isaiah has opened visions of the majesty of God in heaven. He sees God on His throne and hears angels declaring His holiness and splendor by saying, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of His glory." Okay? And in response to this vision, Isaiah 6:8 says, "And I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send? Whom will go for us? Then I said, Here I am, send me." Isaiah responds to seeing God with full devotion. You see, God doesn't ask for our devotion the way man does. He doesn't offer you ultimatums or transactions, ally-based benefits if you will love Him. Devotion to Him is meant to be a natural response of seeing God for who He is, because He is inherently worthy of every bit of devotion we can bring to Him. He is worthy of our allegiance because He is King of Kings. He is worthy of our obedience because His will is both knowledgeable and perfect. He is worthy of our worship because He is the Almighty God to whom all creation offers ceaseless praise. And He is worthy of our heart because He is God of love and mercy who who has created us for a relationship with Him. So too often, we mistake God's mercy and grace and opportunities to go on our own way and come back to Him as we please or when we need something. Too often, we treat His love as an opiate for our problems rather than a foundation of which we devote our lives in humble submission to Him. God is patient. He is kind. He will never force or manipulate us into loving Him. But His patience and kindness and gentleness do not change the fact that He is King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Creator of all, and that He is worthy and deserving of all of our ceaseless devotion. So run to meet your God in your secret place today. Look upon His face and see Him for both the loving and majestic God He is. He longs to reveal His nature to you. He longs for you to search out the depths of Him and awe by His wonder and mystery. So spend time in prayer, meeting with your loving Heavenly Father and responding to His nature with love, with your love and worship and devotion. So firstly, meditate on the majesty, holiness, and love of God. Allow Scripture and the Holy Spirit to guide you into a direct encounter with the living God. Ask God to reveal His nearness, holiness, and love to you in a fresh way. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne high and lifted up, and a train of His robe filled the temple above. Okay, Him stood the seraphim. Each had six wings, and with two He covered His face, and with two He covered His feet, and with two He flew. And one called to another and said, "Holy, holy is the Lord of hosts, the whole earth is full of His glory." And the foundations of the threshold shook, and the voice of Him called, and the house was filled with smoke. And I said, "Woe is me, for I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips. I dwell in the midst of people of unclean lips, but my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." And one of the seraphim flew to me, having his hand in a burning coal that he had taken from tongs from the altar, and he touched my mouth and said, "Behold, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away, your sin atoned for." That's Isaiah chapter 6, verses 1 through 7. So I am the first and I am the last. Apart from me, there is no God. Okay, Isaiah 44, verse 6. So spend time giving Him thanks for who He is. Worship Him through thanksgiving. Okay, Psalms 107:1. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His steadfast love endures forever. Hebrews 13:15. Through Jesus, then let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God that is the fruit of the lips that acknowledge His name. Psalms chapter 92, verses 1 through 5. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your steadfast love in the morning and your faithfulness by night, to the music of the lute and the harp and the melody of the lyre. For you, O Lord, have made me glad, for your work and works of your hands I sing for joy. How great are your works, O Lord, your thoughts are very deep. Now, thirdly, now offer God your total devotion in response to who He is. Commit to His following His leadership and living your life in total obedience to Him through the help of the Holy Spirit. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. May your life be an example of a believer in the love of God. May you offer God all the love, obedience, and devotion you can. All God desires is your heart. He longs to have all of you. He is completely relationship-focused and completely lovesick for you. 2 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 9 says, "For the eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to Him." So God will help you live your life in commitment to Him if you allow Him to. So receive the strength of the Lord in response to His love with your devotion today. I highly suggest that you read Isaiah chapter 44 and will bring this devotion more into life for you. Amen. Well, now let's get into the most important question of the day, and that is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, you're going to get an opportunity to do so in just a few moments. Well, let me ask you, are you tired of living the way you are, not knowing which way is up or down? Okay? You don't know if you're going forwards or backwards. Okay? Or maybe you feel like you have no purpose in life. Or maybe you suffer from a depression or anxiety. Or maybe you suffer from a worse, like an addiction to alcohol and drugs. Okay? Sexual immorality, gambling, overeating. Whatever it is. See, the Lord can take it away, but in order to do so, folks, guess what? He's got to know you. Because the Lord can't do anything for you if he don't know you. Make sense? So, the question is, are you willing to accept him tonight to be your Lord and Savior? If so, simply pray this simple prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long, I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation, and I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to say thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said that prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministries want to welcome you into the family of the Lord. We want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. Okay? Well, and also, if you said that prayer, we would like you to please call into area code 657-383-1487 and push the 1 key. Okay, when you press the 1 key, you'll come on live, and you can tell us that you have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. And right now, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, all his angels, and everyone in heaven is rejoicing that you accepted Jesus Christ tonight. So why don't you let us rejoice with them? Amen. Well, okay, I'm gonna play some music here to get us started. Okay, let's play some music. Thank you.
Thank you.
Amen. All righty. Well, now get ready for Tony F. and tonight's Bible reading. Okay. Here we go. It's deliverance through Deborah, Judges 4 to verses 4 to 24.
Okay. Well, I guess it's been 24 hours since I last spoke to y'all. So here we are again, and again I'm thanking you, me, you, for inviting me into your dwellings, your basements, wherever you're at. I want y'all to know that today I had a very blessed day. I'd like to share it with y'all, but I know I can't, because if I do, the trolls will grab onto it and run with it. But I had a very blessed day, and hope all of you did the same. I'm going to do Judges 4 through 24. Now Deborah, a prophetess, the wife of Lapidoth, was judging Israel at that time, and she would sit under the palm tree of Deborah between Ramah and Bethel in the mountains of Ephraim, and the children of Israel came up to her for judgment. Then she sent and called for Barak, the son of Abimam, who Kadesh in Naphtali taught, and said to him, "Has not the Lord God of Israel commanded, go and deploy troops at Mount Tabor, take with you 10,000 men of the sons of Naphtali and the sons of Zebulun, and against you I will deploy Sisera and the commander of Jabin's army, with his chariots and his multitude at the river Kishon, and I will deliver him into your hand." And Barak said to her, "If you will go with me, then I will go. But if you will not go with me, I will not go." So she said, "I will surely go with you. Nevertheless, there will be no glory for you in the journey you are taking, for the Lord will sell Sisera into the hand of a woman." Then Deborah arose and went with Barak to Kadesh. And Barak called Zebulun and Naphtali to Kadesh, and he went up with 10,000 men under his command, and Deborah went up with him. Now, Abir, the Kenite, of the children of Hobab, the father-in-law of Moses, had separated himself from the Canaanites and pitched his tent near the Tebrinth tree at Zanim, which is beside Kadesh. And they reported to Sisera that Barak, the son of Abram, had gone up to Mount Tabor. So Sisera gathered together all his chariots, 900 chariots of iron, and all the people who were with him, for Haraseth Hegram to the river Kishon. Then Deborah said to Barak, "Up, for this is the day in which the Lord has delivered Sisera into your hands. Has not the Lord gone out before you?" So Barak went down from Mount Tabor with 10,000 men following him, and the Lord routed Sisera and all his chariots and all his army with the edge of the sword before Barak. And Sisera alighted from his chariot and fled away on foot. But Barak pursued the chariots and the army as far as Horeth, and all the army of Sisera fell by the edge of the sword. Not a single man was left. However, Sisera had fled away on foot to the tent of Job, the wife of Heber the Kenite, and there was peace between Job and the king of Hazar and the house of Heber the Kenite. And Job went out to meet Sisera and said to him, "Turn aside, my lord, turn aside to me, do not fear." And when he had turned aside with her into the tent, she covered him with a blanket. Then he said to her, "Please give me a little water to drink, for I am thirsty." So she opened a jug of milk, gave him a drink, and covered him. And he said to her, "Stand by the door of the tent, and if any man comes and inquires of you and says, 'Is there any man here?' you shall say, 'No.'" Then Jah, Heber's wife, took a tent peg and took a hammer in her hand and went softly to him and drove the peg into his temple. And it went down into the ground, for he was fast asleep and weary, so he died. And then as Barak pursued Sisera, Jah came out to meet him and said to him, "Come, I will show you the man whom you seek." And when he went into her tent, there lay Sisera, dead with a peg to his temple. So on that day, God subdued Jabin, the king of Canaan, in the presence of the children of Israel. And the hand of the children of Israel grew stronger and stronger against Jabin, king of Canaan, until they had destroyed Jabin, king of Canaan. Then Deborah and Barak, the son of Abram, sang on that day, saying, "When leaders lead in Israel, when the people willingly offer themselves, bless the Lord. Hear, O kings, give ear, O prince. I even will sing to the Lord. I will sing praise to the Lord God of Israel. Lord, when you went from the seer, when you marched from the field of Odom, the earth trembled and the heavens poured. The clouds also poured water, and the mountains gushed before the Lord. This Sinai before the Lord God of Israel. In the days of Shamgar, son of Anath, in the days of Jal, the highways were deserted, and the travelers walked among the byways. Village life ceased, it ceased in Israel, until I, Deborah, arose a mother in Israel. They chose new gods. Then there was war in the gates. Not a shield or spear was seen among 40,000 in Israel. My heart is with the rulers of Israel, who offered themselves willingly to the people. Bless the Lord. Speak, you who rode on white donkeys, who sit in judges' attire and who walk along the road, far from the noise of the archers, among the watering places, where they shall recount the righteous acts of the Lord, the righteous acts of his villagers in Israel. Then the people of the Lord shall go down to the gates. The mother of Sisera looked through the window and cried out through the lattice, why is his chariot so long in coming? Why tarries the clatter of his chariots? Her wisest lady answered her. Yes, she answered herself. Are you they not binding and dividing the spoil to every man, a girl or two? For Sisera, plunder of dyed garments, plunder of garments embroidered and dyed, two pieces of dyed embroidery for the neck of the looter. Thus let all your enemies perish, O Lord, but let those who love him be like the sun when it comes out in full strength. So the land had rest for 40 years. Amen. And that just was a tongue twister. Lord have mercy. Why can't they call themselves Bob and June? No, that's not right. Let's continue on. We're going to give you something from Psalms 37:3-5. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Amen. And you know how this ends for the evening. I want to thank you all for letting me into your homes tonight, letting me read the Bible to you the way it was written, the way it was meant to be shared. From the Bible to my lips to your ear. I hope you learned a little something tonight. That's all I can say. I'll keep reading it as long as you'll keep listening to it. So now we're going to, what are we going to do now? Oh, we're going to give words of wisdom from Proverbs 11:20. A little darkness. Those who are of a perverse heart are an adulterer. Why can't I get these out the last two nights? Those who are of a perverse heart are an abomination to the Lord. But the blameless in their ways are his delight. Proverbs 11:20. I'm sorry, guys. I just can't seem to get Proverbs out the past couple of nights. Maybe the Lord's telling me I need to behave myself. Thank you all. See you tomorrow night. Same godly time, same godly channel.
Oh, there you go, Mr. Camp. You won. Yeah, okay. Well, thank you very much.
That was very, very passionate reading.
Thank you.
Yes. Even though it was a tongue twister for you.
Yeah, it's that couple of nights.
Yeah. All right. Let's get into a little bit more music. Joseph Gibson called back in. Let's bring Joe on. Okay. Hey, Joe.
I'm doing all right. There is one person that's still in your chat room, actually, in memory of Pastor Ken. I haven't gotten to him yet, but I did get to Chris and the other people. So they're sending me personal messages threatening me. Right now, and they think it's funny, but in memory of Pastor Ken, he sent me a message. He said, "Pay me $5,000, and I will take down your N-word." He uses the N-word video down. You know, you said it. Stop bullshitting, faggot. That's what he said. But that right there, he just committed a crime. I've taken a screenshot of this. and I'm in contact with local authorities and Blog Talk Radio, and you're going to be arrested soon, my friend. LOL, no one cares. That's fine, but you're going to care in Manhattan. Yeah, and this is the guy that you think, by the way, God's Rainbow Ministries, he's not in Canada, actually. He's really not in Canada. I can't say where he's at right now until he's arrested or contacted by Blog Talk, like the others, like Chris the other night. Jessica, another one, a white supremacist, they've been contacted. They're banned from Blog Talk Radio. That they may use another username and try to get in here, but yes, I do have info, but I'm not going to give it to you. I'm going to let you sleep very tight tonight, but you may get a cold, hard knock on the door in the morning. None got arrested.
Well,
no, they haven't. I never said anybody got arrested. I never said it.
Yeah.
Well, you see, I'm getting private messages through your chat room right now, God's Rainbow Ministry.
Oh.
No. No, I said they've been banned from Blog Talk Radio. Where are they? They've been trying to get in. They're trying to switch their usernames. But you got in because I didn't get to you yet in memory of Pastor Ken. I haven't gotten to you yet. But you're next. And you won't be coming on Blog Talk Radio anymore. So when you're tossing and turning in the middle of the night, sleeping in your dirty underwear, you know, and what you need to do is listen to the message of the show that God's Rainbow Ministries is trying to do is bring people to the Lord Jesus Christ. But you trolls keep trying to interrupt. You antichrist keep trying to interrupt. But we know who you are. Like I said on my Facebook page, and I know some of you are on my Facebook page. Yes, I know you are. And on my Twitter feed, sending me private messages with naked girl pictures saying, "Hi, I like you. What are you looking for in a woman?" You know, look, I don't feed into that crap. You think I'm an idiot? You really think I'm going to meet a woman over social media? Come on. How shallow of a man do you think I am? Knock it off, all right? Ain't going to happen, all right? Knock it off. Joey the fraud, yeah, okay. The only knock you're going to get on your door, my friend, is when they come through. I'm quoting people in the chat room, actually. They're sending me private messages in the chat room. You probably can't see them, God's Rainbow Ministries, but...
No, I can't.
Oh, yeah, okay, that's fine, but... this guy in memory of Pastor Ken, I actually forgot to report him. He's next. He's gone. He won't be on your show pretty soon. Trust me. We're gonna shut his Facebook troll Facebook profile down, his Instagram profile down, his LinkedIn account down, his Instagram account down, his Twitter feed down, and we're certainly gonna shut down his Blog Talk Radio crap down. And we will be shutting you down, my friend, because I've got your email address. I've already submitted it to Blog Talk Radio, and they're working with people in California and the United States District Attorney's Office and the United States Department of Justice, because when someone called into my show and said, and this was the key mistake they made, the God's Rainbow Ministries, and I did this really, and I'm going to openly admit this on your show, I kind of like winged them in. Because I wanted them to do something stupid. And you know, and all they had to do was keep doing what they were doing, like, you know, voicing their opinion and criticizing me and whatnot. But what you do with a dumb idiot is you reel them in, like a shark, like you're on a fishing boat. You throw the chum out there, and the shark bites it, and you hook them in, and you reel them in. And that's what I did. And that's what the idiot did that night from area code 917, and I have his whole phone number right here, actually. And that's being researched.
That's a spoof number anyway. He's from Canada.
No, but I got his real number. He's from Greenville, North Carolina, God's Rainbow Ministries. He's from Greenville, North Carolina. And what he did is he spoofed his caller ID through a financial company in Greenville, North Carolina. And actually, he's actually from the state of Kentucky. But when he called in and threatened to kill listeners of the show and supporters of the show and kill my family, he actually, and look, you know, I said this many times in the show, I don't support the corporation, but he violated, that individual violated many, many laws. I don't have them in front of me, actually. They're out in my car right now.
Beginning a terroristic threat.
Yeah, they're going to, the terroristic threats, and they violated the Patriot Act and blah, 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 and they communicated threats on the internet, and you've been threatened, you know that, but
yeah.
What I did was, you see, these idiots, I didn't know it, I reeled them in. They got so frustrated because they were sending me text messages, calling me on my cell phone, harassing me. You're exposed, Joseph Gibson, you're exposed. You know, I'm not exposed. Look, pal, you ain't exposed nothing. And look, Joey, there are no terrorism. This is comedy. No, 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 no. In memory of Pastor Ken, no, no, no. You're in association with terroristic threats. You just committed extortion. You want me to read you what you just said? You just violated the law. You said, pay me $5,000. That's what you just said in memory of Pastor Ken. You said, pay me $5,000. I got a screenshot of it, and I will take down your N video down. And you know, you said it. Stop bullshitting, faggot. That's what you said. And now he's saying, make it $1 trillion or one whatever. Yeah. No, what you just right there did, you tried to extort me through a podcast show on the internet. What you just did there in memory of Pastor Ken, you phony baloney nonsense, with your fake username, trying to mock God's Rainbow Ministries, you committed a crime on this show. You just committed a crime on this show. And look, you can pay it or it's going to MSNBC. Yeah, so you're extorting me. So you're extorting me. Do you know that's a violation of the law? If I walk into a grocery store and I say, hey, you pay me $1,000 or I'm going to break your windows. That's a crime. You know, it's simple as that. Okay? So in memory of Pastor Ken, and now he's typing Black Lives Matter. He's sending me private messages. But in memory of Pastor Ken, you are finished. You are finished. You will be arrested. You will be arrested. And you will be prosecuted. And shame on you for taking away from this podcast and what this brother is trying to do on this show. I apologize, God's Rainbow Ministries, for bringing this up, but they're sending me private messages in your chat room, and I've just felt compelled that you should know about that.
For letting me know. In memory of Pastor Ken, you know better than doing stuff like that, okay? You shouldn't be doing stuff like that.
No, he shouldn't. No, he shouldn't. And we're going to find out who this individual is, male or female, gay, black, white, doesn't matter, because he's saying Black Lives Matter right now. So obviously he's a part of like Antifa or something like that. But it doesn't matter. We're going to find out who this individual is. We're going to track down – look, the government works in its own time. What you just did is you broke the law. You tried to extort me for money over the internet. You said you wanted $5,000. That is a crime. You just committed a crime in memory of Pastor Ken. You just committed a crime. And we're going to get your real name. I'm going to announce it on Saturday night show and Sunday nights. And Monday morning, you may be in handcuffs. You may be in handcuffs. So anyone who is in collusion, because we know that famous word, collusion, that's working with some of these trolls, and some of these trolls were unable to get on your platform here tonight, my brother, that was thanks to me. Yeah, that was thanks to me, because Blog Talk Radio, and Blog Talk Radio is listening right now to this show, okay? But these trolls that are threatening and doing nonsense, that they're in big trouble. They just don't know it. All right? Yeah, okay, whatever. You can call me Joey and act stupid. I don't have a wife, you idiot. I don't have a wife, you idiot. Okay? And you got a filthy, rotten mouth. But I'm going to tell you right now, when you're standing in front of a federal magistrate, when you're standing in front of a federal magistrate here in Greensboro, North Carolina. Don't cry. Don't cry. I'll forgive you as a Christian. I'll forgive you, but the corporation is going to deal with you for what you did. Making terroristic threats on this show. Shame on you. You'll be dealt with, trust me. And you're not in Canada either, partner.
Yes, Come to the Altar is a very good song, Terry McGillicuddy. Okay, I like it. I like it myself. Okay? Would you like to hear it?
I would love to hear it, brother. And you know what? And real quick, I would like to hear your voice on my show on Saturday night or Sunday night. I don't know if you're doing a show on Saturday or Sunday night, but I would like to
Saturday night at 8 o'clock, and I do a show on Sundays at 5 o'clock.
Oh, all right. Well, you know my show starts at 7, so hopefully you can make time maybe to tune in. I'll look for your phone number. I've got your phone number written down. I'm not going to give it out, of course, to anybody. I would not do that to you. But I would love to hear your voice and promote your show, because you know my show is very popular. You know that. And your show now is also. And I'm trying to bring you listeners and supporters also, because I believe you bring a good message. You're like we talked about earlier in your podcast. You're 58 years old. I respect you. I love you as a brother. You're a good person. I really respect your voice, but I really hope that, you know, you come on to my show and bring your message on to my show, you know?
Okay. I will do so, Joe. Well, listen, I got a request for a song. Okay, it'll come to the altar. So I'm going to play that now. Okay, and we're going to get ready for our closing, because we got four minutes of airtime left. Okay? So here we go with the song. Come to the altar. Okay. Well, let's close out in prayer. Okay. Lord our God, we come into your presence pleading with you to bring the world what it needs, so that people may be freed from all their pain, able to serve you. Let the power of Jesus Christ be revealed in our time. For he has taken on our sin, that justice might arise on earth, Lord, that all might have life and might see your salvation, Lord, which you will bring when the time is fulfilled, Lord. Let your power be revealed to the world, Lord, and let your will be done, Lord. Your name be kept holy and all wrongs be righted in this turbulent and difficult age, Lord. O Lord God, you alone can help. You alone are the savior of all the people, Lord. In great mercy, you can bring peace, Lord. We look to you, Lord, and when we consider your word, Lord, we remember the mighty promise you have given, Lord, promise which are to be fulfilled in our time. And we pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All righty. Well, I'm going to play a song that's going to take us out, okay? And I hope you have enjoyed this program tonight. I hope that all are blessed. I want to thank all the callers that called in tonight. I want to thank everybody that's listening in the chat room and everybody that's listening on the link. May God bless you, and may he always, always keep you highly favored. Amen. So here we go.
Covered in shame.
Okay, well, God bless y'all. Have a great night. Okay, may you have a blessed night. Excuse me. Until we meet again tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time for another episode of Purpose Gospel Radio. Until then, goodbye. Bye-bye.